Tyrone Noling was convicted of killing an elderly Portage County couple in 1990. But since his conviction, he's been pushing for DNA evidence that he maintains would clear him and implicate someone else. Last year, he won access to the state's DNA report on a cigarette butt found at the scene. But now the Supreme Court is trying to define just what makes up a report. Portage County Prosecutor Vic Viglucci says the one-page summary from the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation is all Noling is entitled to. Supreme Court Justice Judith French pressed him.
It's the harm in giving all of the result of everything that was produced at BCI. What's the harm in that?
Because we're not here to question the methodology and the processes of the BCI lab. I'm sure that I could find a DNA lab somewhere in the country that will criticize what BCI did. We will be here forever.
But Noling's attorney, Brian Howe, says courts throughout the state have regularly supplied complete BCI reports that include important DNA details.
The practice in the state, and I believe the state admits this in its brief, is to disclose the full results, including the electropherograms, and it has not resulted in endless delay or appeal or chaos.
During his arguments, Howe also pointed to other cases in which DNA evidence that the state originally said was too degraded to be tested ended up exonerating people who had been convicted. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.